Portland. This is the Impact Sound right here on KXRY Portland. 91.1 FM, 107.1 FM, and streaming online worldwide at xray.fm. This is the Impact Sound, bringing you the best in reggae music every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. I hope you are all enjoying your extra hour of sleep from daylight savings. I hate daylight savings. I hate time zones. But that is a not reggae music related rant. So to hear more about that, you'll have to follow me on Twitter at The Grand Yoni. This is Jackie Mittu with the Soul Vendors. Mission Impossible. Later in the show, we're going to have David Ritter on talking about his new documentary about German communities in Jamaica, people who indentured servants who were moved to Jamaica and have been there ever since. So stick around, be some interesting stuff, and tons of great, great music.
Do I worry? Jamaica, from Kingston, Jamaica. Sir Scorcher, lead the musical away. Wow!
Man, oh man, that was Record Breaker from Sir Scorcher on Jan Disc Records, a label that never released anything but amazing, amazing tunes. And one good Scorcher deserves another, so here's another Scorcher.
Ooh, it's another Scorcher. Another scorcher. Thank you.
something. Music heavy like lead. Be proud to be a skinhead. Oh, oh, oh. Got to let go. Got to run the show, you know. Kids, bass is the sound. We don't mess around when we come to your town. You know, reggae skins, you rock and shock out. You rock and come in, make you swing. Each song that we bring, reggae skins. Reggae, reggae skins, you know. From London to New York, to Europe to Jamaica. Music maker, you rock skinhead. To shake it up one time, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it. My kickback is like a nasty mule. Step back. Reggae skins, bass is the sound. We don't mess around. Come to your town, you know, reggae skins. You rock and shock out. You rock and come in, make you swing. Each song that we bring, reggae skins. Well, there's no need to fuss and fight, 'cause I explode the party right like dynamite. Your freshness, the talk of the town. I make all the sound systems want to get around. I bring the people together in all types of weather, you know. Rock, shake, skinhead girl. All you rude boy them, get a rock. Reggae skins, bass is the sound. We don't mess around when we come to your town. You know, reggae skins, you rock and shock out. You rock and come in, make you swing. Each song that we bring, reggae skins. No time to lose. Oh yeah, no time to lose at all. Reggae, reggae skins. Set you free, you know. Got to take it one more time round. Last chance to dance, you know. Reggae skins, bass is the sound. We don't mess around when we come to your town. You know, reggae skins, you rock and shock out. You rock and come in, make you swing. Each song that we bring, reggae skins, bass is the sound. We don't mess around when we come to your town. You know, reggae skins, you rock and shock out. You rock and come in, make you swing. Each song that we bring, reggae skins. Reggae, reggae skins. From my album, Knockout, you know. Reggae skins.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Atlas Tattoo. For over 18 years, Atlas Tattoo has been committed to the art and community of tattooing in Portland and beyond. More information is available 7 days a week at the shop on North Albina Avenue or at atlastattoo.com.
Think I watching a war. Girl, you make a sad mistake.
Is the Impact Sound right here on X-Ray FM, where radio is yours, bringing you the best in reggae music every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. I want to thank each and every one of you for getting your morning started right with us and all these great reggae tunes we got here for you. Coming up pretty soon, we're going to have a special guest, David Ritter, on the show talking about his upcoming documentary about a certain little community in Jamaica of ex-indentured servants from Germany, who is a community of German ancestry living in Jamaica, been there for a long, long time, and he's got a documentary coming up next weekend airing in Portland about it. He's going to tell us all about it, so stick around for that. And we got a special treat here for each and every one of you, all those reggae fans out there. You know it's that conquering ruler.
Introducing myself as your haze from space. I am no Skylarker. I'm only known as a conquering ruler. Coming from the north with my face to the south, I'm quite sure I can knock you out. I'm the conqueror anywhere you go. The conqueror, I want you all to know. The conqueror, and I rule also. The conqueror, I don't mess with the east nor the west. I leave the public to suggest. I'm the conqueror anywhere you go. The conqueror, I want you all to know. The conqueror, and I rule also. The conqueror. But look what him face now. Favor them old pick up a resort. I have the honor to carry the banner. Needless, my friend, if you started to stammer. I'm the conqueror anywhere you go. The conqueror, and I rule also. The conqueror, I want you all to know. The conqueror, put on the frown when I'm wearing the crown. Right here on Orange Street, that's where we'll all meet. I'm the conqueror anywhere you go. The conqueror, I want you all to know. The conqueror, and I rule also. The conqueror, I want you all to know. The conqueror, yes, he rule also. The conqueror, and you know it too. The conqueror, and I rule.
part with all you've got. Cambodia, another brand new shot. Can you dig it? Sound of the playboy, bringing joy to every girl and boy. Right on time, doing fun. War ain't no good for the brotherhood. It's time the American and Vietcong is understood. It's the only right for men to unite, to find a solution when they can have to fight. Cambodia, the name of my thing. Winston adding more style and sting. Getting you in my corner, exactly where I want you. Keep on keeping on. If I can't reach you, how can I teach you? Swing and sway, the playboy way today. Bang, bang, wow. Working on a groovy thing in the name of swing. If I can't do it to you, it can't be done.
Shake it now, now. Love up, kiss up, move up, shake it now, now. I miss party 'cause you're. You want to angle me, girl. You get me wrapped up like a. I'm gonna tell a girl that you're. Love up, kiss up, move up, shake it down now. Love up, kiss up, move up, shake it down now. Feel alright, girl. I'm gonna hold it tight, girl. Wait. I'm gonna hold it tight, girl. Wait. Love up, kiss up, move up, shake it down now. Love up, kiss up, move up, shake it down now. I love you. I shake it, shake it. I love you, I shake it, shake it.
Welcome back to the Impact Sound right here on KXRY Portland, 91.1 FM, 107.1 FM, streaming online worldwide at xray.fm. And we have on the phone with us a very special guest, David Ritter. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Turn yourself up a bit. I'm having a hard time hearing you, but I'm here.
All right, all right. Let's see if I can maybe talk into this phone set. How's that?
A little bit better.
All right.
Let's tweak it a bit more, if you could.
Let's see what we can do. So you are showing a documentary next weekend here in Portland that is about a very interesting community in Jamaica. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, the title of the documentary is Germantown, The Lost Story of Seaford Town, Jamaica. And this is a story of a small rural village in Westmoreland. And if you travel in, you'll start seeing in Westmoreland Parish a lot of people who have distinctions. And these distinctions can be anything from just some genealogical background all the way into some cultural retention and historic vestiges that are distinctly of German heritage. And in this village of Seaford Town, the highest concentration that you could arguably find anywhere in Jamaica exists of this German culture and culture and heritage. And there was an enclave well into the middle to the later part of the 20th century that was almost exclusively 100% descended of this German heritage. The people of this village were primarily, even fully, of these German bloodlines of Germans who came to Jamaica in the 19th century. Under conditions of indentureship, as many historians assert, though this is a very contentious topic because there's much that is, hasn't been fleshed out or hasn't been really talked about in a formal manner too often. So there's a lot of mystery to things, but
it's a
very unique place.
When you approached me about this, this is something that I certainly had never heard of. How did you find out about this?
Well, growing up in Jamaica and places like Haiti and being of German heritage myself, I am partially on my father's side, I'm of German bloodlines. Constantly questions are posed to you, where is your family from? Because if you're white in a, overwhelmingly black majority nation like Haiti or Jamaica, people have a lot of questions. Not necessarily rude or questions, it's just a lot of, people have wonder, well, you're a very small numerical minority, so a lot of these questions arise. And so over time it just made me want to connect and have answers for people, right? So try to connect into my own German derivation. Actually, it came from reggae music to a greater extent as well, growing up listening to whether it's Muda Baruka or whether it was Peter Tosh or Bob Marley. You hear all these concepts of Garvey, Marcus Garvey,
right?
You hear concepts of Pan-Africanism, black nationalism, through the music. And it was very inspiring to hear these people, want to unite the black community and find a sense of identity within their African roots. But, where does this leave someone like me? Where does this leave someone who's of European derivation?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of makes you think, well, what place do I have in this society? So I kind of go following the ethos of people like Marcus Garvey, digging into roots, digging into your own roots. And I kind of made that parallel from, you know, these philosophies and applied that to my European roots. So it was actually being inspired by great Jamaican philosophers, thinkers, nationalists, and musicians.
So did you do you find that having done this project that you have a greater sense of where you came from and kind of your place in Caribbean society?
Yeah, I definitely think for me it helped me find a sense of balance and understanding and those types of things. I think sometimes it could, for some people, it leads to more questions.
Sure.
It leads to even more maybe confusion or more questioning of that. But I think there's many dichotomies that exist within Jamaican society when you go into the topic of color, race, ethnic creed. These things can be very complex. They're not, you know, monolithic. So I think really what it does is it challenges people to ask more questions about what does it mean to be Jamaican? What is Jamaican identity to begin with? What does it mean to be part of a nation? So I think that's a healthy thing to kind of get people to question these concepts rather than just parrot them or accept them without, you know, having to think about them.
And you actually sent me a couple pieces of the folk music that's played in these communities. That's kind of an interesting blend of traditional German folk music along with more Caribbean style. I'm going to play a clip of that real quick. Maybe we can talk about kind of those sounds. And so, I mean, that's very, I guess, what you would hear around an island, you know, when you hear Jamaican folk music or played on a simple instrument, you get a lot of those sounds. Can you tell me, I guess, what makes this different for you? What does it mean to you?
Well, in the musical aspect, that's an interesting story. Really, only a couple of people still carry on that concept, you know. It just shows that there is an imprint, you know, an impression that's been made for many, many cultures, many ethnic groups that have come to Jamaica over the years, whether it be the Irish, whether it be British, African, you know, Ashanti, whatever the ethnic creed may be, there is an imprint that lives on to some degree. And this music was produced, performed to me by an individual named Vincent Chang. Now, he's not originally from Seaford Town, but he's lived there since the 1960s. And there was a revival of German folk music at that time due to a group of Germans who were living in Jamaica to help with an educational program established by the German embassy. Hmm. And they were had a kindergarten program. So the woman running the kindergarten program from Germany was teaching the children of Seaford Town German folk music. So there's a revival of these things. That was a little more of a modern thing. These things are very rare. They're very faded in the village at this point, but they still exist and they're still remembered by the older residents. So for me, it's important to preserve or capture these memories, these things that the older people once grew up with in this once all German descended or virtually all German descended community of Seaford Town. And as this changes and transitions, I just hope for a sense of preservation to capture these things before they fade out even more. And I think even as the years roll by, that impression will still live on to some degree, but it will just keep morphing and changing. So I think it's healthy to preserve cultural aspects in any society.
And you've mentioned kind of fading out a couple times. Are people moving out of this community for work or for other reasons?
Yeah, we go into that in the documentary. This village, like I said, up until about the 1960s, was almost 100% descended of these German indentured peoples, migrant, or again, it's a very contentious topic of their means, but these German migrants of the 19th century. It was almost exclusively of this background, and it's shifted and changed very much since the 1960s. You've seen now you find a lot of descendants might have some mixed heritage of German bloodlines. Other people are now more often of African black derivation. You have some people of Asian derivation, but there's a few who are of these old timers, people usually 50 or over, usually very elderly folk who are in this village, I would say approximately 50, mm-hmm. who are from that old enclave, that clan of people. And yeah, over time, it's been shifting and changing. The older generations are dying out. They don't have a much of a birth rate. And it was always a very small village. It usually didn't exceed 1,000 people, so or much more than that. So it's been a very tiny little community. And naturally, over time, it's going to, at this point, that dwindle down. And big migrations, as many Jamaicans migrate due to economic reasons going on in Jamaica, difficulty in the agricultural realm. There's a lot of things that we go into about that, but yes, a lot of migrations of the younger generations over the years has affected this too, made a big demographic shift.
Yes, to find out more, we'll have to watch the documentary.
Well, I hope you do.
And where is it screening? It's screening next Saturday, right?
Yeah, it's going to be at the German American Society. We have all the information on the Facebook page and the website, www.germantownjamaica.com.
And that's facebook.com/German American
Society at 7 p.m., I believe, Saturday.
Once more again, that is www.facebook.com/Germantownjamaica. You can get the information there. You can also get the information at the website at germantownjamaica.com. And it is screening at the German Heritage Center?
German American Society.
German American
Society of Portland, Oregon.
And that's next Saturday, the 12th, at 7 p.m. Thank you so much for your time. And to bring this all to a close, I think we've got one more clip of folk music here for everyone to enjoy. Thank you. This is the Impact Sound right here on X-Ray FM, where radio is yours. And just a little more information about that documentary, which will be screening next Saturday at the German American Society in Portland. That is Germantown, the lost story of Seaforthtown, Jamaica. We just spoke with the director, David Ritter. And that is going to be a fundraiser for an NGO to help help that community, Seaforthtown Dreams United. It's going to be a $10 charge over there at the German American Society. Certainly an interesting aspect of the story of Jamaica. So, could be an interesting thing, will be an interesting thing. And here's some Bongo Naya.
gun from Vincent. Our father won't let them heal. We got to be clean and pure. Our love we cannot endure. So give us the all encore. And love you we'll have for sure. Dear Rasta brother, yeah, I see you get out of jail. No boss couldn't keep you in, cause Rasta don't commit sin. Dear Rasta brother, yeah, I see you get out of jail. No boss couldn't. Rasta don't commit sin. Heal Rasta brother, heal now. I see you get out of jail. No boss couldn't keep you in, cause Rasta don't commit sin.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Goodwitch, a locally owned vegan sandwich company committed to offering fresh, quick, and easy sandwiches since 2008. Goodwitch offers house marinated tempeh, soy curl, and tofu sandwiches made locally in their Southeast Portland kitchen. Available at grocery and specialty shops all around the Portland and Vancouver metro area. More info available at goodwitchpdx.com.
How you feeling, Mr. T? Come make a try.
And then you rub a little data. And then you wine a little data. And then you give a little water. And then you sprinkle a little water. Good gosh. You feel the world until you girl and down will see you keep on each and every day until you. Baby. Ah yeah. Sham up your shoe, girl. Double room. Double sitting back row. The double bottle shoe and shoe and chin the OA. You got my silver music, I'll show up. So if it's power, let it show what you know.
Get education, turn big shot.
Oh, yeah.
Before you climb up high, beware.
Read the world and tell the girl. The great king of summer blues down the gold, baby, so and so. Every hour, in the hour. You got my beat to stop the show. So if it's power, let it move.
This is the Impact Sound right here on X-Ray FM, where radio is yours, and we are bringing you the best in reggae music every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. We're wrapping things up. Make sure to stick around for the inimitable Chauncey Pops following us up at 10 a.m. Here, we got just a couple more big, big tunes for you. We'll see y'all next week.
Man, them find a hole of the bread basket, them. I'm going on the floor. Mom shot up the door, you know. No. Yeah, man, real life. Yeah, they found a Duffy residence. The evidence. They found a Duffy residence. I'm done. Yeah, man, a cool man, a tire kill. But me cool still. Them found a bullet with the fingerprint, a glove, and ratchet on a bloody six-inch. They tell your man them found in Duffy residence, the evidence. They found in Duffy residence. I thought they found in Duffy residence, the evidence. They are so still up in the chamber, closer to the feeling of the old danger. I see no weapon form against the shell prosper. Protected by the one holy father, our Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. I say they found it up the residence, the evidence. Found it up the residence. I don't know. Found it up the residence, the evidence. Lord, have your mercy. Why them a try shoot down? Try shoot them up on the ground.
X-Ray FM is a volunteer-run organization. To get involved, go to X-Ray FM and click on the Get Involved link.
What, man? What? Don't call me your foreman. I'm your boss. King Cannon is musically mad at this psychological moment. Pressure. Ha ha ha.